This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 316, Tipitaka, part 205, in which we will be reading Chulavaga 2, and this is Chulavaga 2, part 3, here on Buddhist Books Podcast. That last number is just the number of the episode on the podcast. Chulavaga 2 is the number assigned by the Pali Text Society and possibly by the ancients who wrote it down in Pali. I don't know if they were putting a 2 next to... Maybe they were. We can assume they were. So, if you would like to start at the beginning of the Chulavaga... the lesser division, this is the Chulavaga playlist, and that's just what we've been reading for the past month and a half or so, or probably more than that. Time is different than what it feels like to me. Speeds up the older you get, so like, oh yeah, that was just last week, wasn't it? No, that was 3 months ago. Oh, well, there you go. That said, almost 4 years ago, we began reading the Tipitaka. You heard me mention this as Tipitaka Part 205. So if you want Tipitaka Part 1, or indeed any other number, here's the Tipitaka playlist. So if you want to start at the beginning with the Sutta Vibhanga, the Bhikkhuni Vibhanga, the Maha Vibhanga, all the Vibhangas. All right. I take it back. I said it wrong earlier. I had forgotten that there were only two parts of Chulavaga 2. This is, in fact, the beginning of Chulavaga 3, which is a little bit more exciting because every section that I've read so far usually starts out a little more interesting. It sets a scene, tells a story to one degree or another. So, all right. I'll leave in my error just for fun. So here we go. Without further ado, the lesser division, the Chulavaga, or just Chulavaga, there's no the. 3. At one time, the awakened one, the Lord, was staying at Savati in the Jeta Grove in Anathapindika's monastery. Now at that time, the venerable Udayin, we haven't actually had him turn up in one of these recitals in a long time, though I occasionally make reference to him, so if you're like, oh, I've seen his face, yeah, it's because I make reference to him, because he's quite a character. Quite a character. I'll just keep reading, and then maybe later we can revisit some of his highlights from the past. He came to have fallen into an offense, the intentional emission of semen. Now, just, sorry to do this to you guys, but he, at one point, when the rule was established not to intentionally emit your semen, it was when he had convinced this guy, whose name is on the screen right now. I'm not going to bother Editor Edward to appear and tell you all. These two are from the same cartoon, you might notice. And so he had convinced him that he ought to do it. And then he's like, really, you sure? And he says, I do. And then he ended up getting in trouble for it. But he didn't throw him under the bus, at least not in that story. So then the question remained, did he ever get busted for that? Turns out he did. But he wasn't the one that the rule was established for. He was. And there's been multiple times that he's done that and other things in the stories we've heard, but he hasn't gotten in trouble for that specifically. There was the time that his former wife had to clean off his robe. I'll just keep reading. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be fun. It's been a while since we've had one of this type. Okay. Not concealed. The intentional emission of semen not concealed. What do you mean, not concealed? I'm curious, Polytext Society. Thank you, Polytext Society. I'll keep reading. He announced to monks, quote, I, your reverences, have fallen into one offense, three dots, not concealed. Now, what line of conduct should be followed by me? End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, let the order inflict manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, for 6 nights. Seems like he's getting off easy. I mean, no pun intended. On the monk Udayan for the one offense, three dots, not concealed. Miss Horner, that's Miss Horner. She doesn't want to, she's putting three dots. The only times she's used the three dots so far is to avoid writing intentionally emitted semen for a second and third time. She's a British lady from old times. What can you do? And thus, monks, should it be inflicted? Monks, that monk Udayan, having approached the order, having arranged his upper robe over one shoulder, having honored the feet of the senior monk, having sat down on his haunches, having saluted with joined palms, should speak thus to it, quote, then quotes, honored sirs, I fell into one offense, three dots, I intentionally emitted semen, not concealed, not concealed. What's with the not concealed? Concealed or not concealed? Like out in the open, like just in front of everybody? Maybe it'll be clarified. Probably not. So I, honored sirs, ask the order for manata, discipline, for 6 nights on account of the one offense, three dots, not concealed. I, honored sirs, fell into one offense, three dots, not concealed. And a second time I ask the order, three dots, not concealed. Every time you hear me say three dots, you know what to copy paste there. In this case, there's no mystery. Okay, and a second time I asked the order, three dots not concealed. I, honored sirs, fell into one offense, three dots not concealed. And a third time I asked the order for manata. Is he into it? Parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, for 6 nights, on account of the one offense, the intentional emission of semen, not concealed. End quote within quotes. Remember, this is Lord Buddha telling him what he needs to do. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk, saying, quote within quotes, honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk Udayan fell into one offense, three dots, not concealed. He is asking the order for manata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, for 6 nights. They haven't really told us, like, what does that entail? Is it... on account of the one offense, three dots, not concealed. If it seems right to the order may inflict manata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, for 6 nights on the monk Udayan, on account of the one offense, three dots, not concealed. This is the motion. Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk Udayan fell into one offense, three dots, not concealed. He is asking the order for manata, discipline, three dots, not concealed. The order is inflicting manata, discipline, for 6 nights on the monk Udayan on account of the one offense, three dots, not concealed. If the infliction of manata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, for 6 nights, on the monk Udayan, on account of the one offense, three dots, not concealed, is pleasing to the venerable ones, they should be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. All right. And a second time I speak forth this matter, three dots, and a third time I speak forth this matter. Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk Udayan, three dots, should speak, be silent or speak, you know, that.
again. Manata, discipline, is being inflicted by the order for 6 nights on the monk Udayan for the one offense. Intentional emission of semen, not concealed. It is pleasing to the order, therefore it is silent. Thus do I understand this. End quote within quotes. End quote. He, having performed manata, discipline, announced to the monks, quote, I, your reverences, fell into one offense, the intentional emission of semen, not concealed. So I asked the order for manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, for 6 nights on account of the one offense, 3 dots, not concealed. Thus the order inflicted manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, for 6 nights on me, on account of the one offense, 3 dots, not concealed. I have now performed manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses. Now what line of conduct should be followed by me? End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, let the order rehabilitate the monk Udayan. And thus, monks, should he be rehabilitated. That monk Udayan, having approached the order, having arranged his upper robe over one shoulder, having honored the feet of the senior monk, having sat down on his haunches, having saluted with joined palms, should speak thus to it. Quote within quotes, I, honored sirs, fell into one offense, 3 dots, not concealed. So I asked the order for manata, discipline, for 6 nights on account of the one offense. 3 dots, not concealed. I think he just like saying it 16 times. Like, you know what I did? Is he bragging? He's like, hey guys, you know what I did? Now I want you to punish me for 6 days. Anyway, thus the order inflicted manata. That's just based on his reputation. You know. Discipline for 6 nights on me on account of the one offense. 3 dots, not concealed. Now I, honored sirs, having performed manata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, asked the order for rehabilitation. I, honored sirs, fell into one offense, 3 dots. So I, honored sirs, having performed manata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, asked the order a second time, also, for rehabilitation. I, honored sirs, fell into one offense, 3 dots. So I, honored sirs, having performed manata discipline, asked the order a third time also for rehabilitation. End quote within quotes. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk saying, quote within quotes, honored sirs, let the order listen to me. The monk Udayan fell into one offense, the intentional emission of semen, not concealed. So he asked the order for manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, for 6 nights on account of the one offense, 3 dots, not concealed. The order inflicted manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, for 6 nights on the monk Udayan on account of the one offense, 3 dots, not concealed. He, having performed manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, is asking the order for rehabilitation. If it seems right to the order may rehabilitate the monk Udayan. This is the motion. Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk Udayan fell into one offense, 4 dots, mixing it up, is asking the order for rehabilitation. The order is rehabilitating the monk Udayan. If the rehabilitation of the monk Udayan is pleasing to the venerable ones, they should be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. And a second time I speak forth this matter, 3 dots, and a third time I speak forth this matter. Honored sirs, let the order listen to me, 3 dots, should speak. The monk Udayan is rehabilitated by the order. It is pleasing to the order, therefore it is silent. Thus do I understand this. End quote within quotes. End quote. Thank you, the Venerable Udayan. Now, at that time, the Venerable Udayan, back so soon, came to have fallen into one offense, the intentional emission of semen concealed for 1 day. Oh, that's what concealed means. So the first time he did it, and then as soon as he finished, he came outside, hopefully at least wiped his hands, washed it, never mind, I won't be gross. And he told everyone, hey, I just now did this. That's what that smell is. And they were like, okay, let's punish you now, you know. And now he did it, and they kept quiet about it, and didn't tell anyone. And then after a full day, he's like, guys, you know what I did 24 hours ago? Concealed for one day. Okay, not concealed, concealed for one day. All right. He announced to monks saying, quote, I, your reverences, have fallen into one offense, three dots, concealed for one day. Now what line of conduct should be followed by me? End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, let the order impose probation for one day. One day? I could have sworn people were getting sent back to Neophyte for this. On the monk Udayan, I mean, and now it's like four, but five books in, it's starting to sound like way less of a crime than it seemed in these first books, the first book mostly. The Lord said, impose probation for one day on the monk Udayan on account of the offense, three dots, concealed for one day. And thus, monks, should it be imposed. Three dots. Parentheses, the Polytech Society wants us to know that it's the same as it was before, but with the necessary changes in the wording, the offense, the penalty. All right. End quote. He, having stayed under probation, announced to monks, quote, I, your reverences, fell into one offense, three dots, concealed for one day. So I asked the order for probation for one day on account of the one offense, three dots, concealed for one day. Thus the order imposed probation for one day on me on account of the one offense, three dots, concealed for one day. I have now stayed under probation. Now what line of conduct should be followed by me? End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well, then, monks, let the order inflict Manata discipline for 6 nights on the monk Udayan on account of the one offense, three dots, concealed for one day. Okay, so when it happens to Upananda, he was on probation, and the group of six monks told a group of lay followers they were having dinner with that he had to eat in a separate place because he was on probation for masturbation, and they got in trouble for telling them that. But we never heard the story about him getting put under probation for that. So it must have been concealed for a day or longer, and then someone, probably his brother's cellmate, or, you know, he was always involved with Upananda's shenanigans. But anyway, what? Yeah, so, okay, so you get the six days of Manata, whenever that is, after one day of probation. So it's a little bit harsher of a punishment if you conceal it for one day instead of just walking out and saying, I just did this, I just finished. They're the ones being gross. I'm just rolling with it. Not in it, but along with... Never mind, I'll just... Then the monks, yes, account of the one offense. I having stayed under, yeah. Well then, monks, let the order inflict Manata discipline for 6 nights on the monk Udayan on account of the one offense, three dots, concealed for one day. Parentheses. Here follows precisely the same material as in reading concealed for one day instead of not concealed. End parentheses. He, having performed Manata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, announced to the monks, quote, I, your reverences, fell into one offense, three dots, parentheses, equals Roman numeral 3, Arabic numeral 4, Roman numeral 1, and parentheses, three dots. I, having stayed under probation, asked the order for Manata, discipline, for 6 nights on account of the one offense, three dots, concealed for one day. I have now performed Manata, discipline. Now what line of conduct should be followed by me? End quote. They told that this mattered the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, let the order rehabilitate the monk Udayan. And here follows precisely the same material as 2, 2, 3, reading concealed for one day instead of not concealed. End parentheses, three dots, end quote, then quotes, end quote. Now at that time, The venerable Udayin fell into one offense, the intentional emission of semen concealed for 2 days. 3 dots. 3 days. 3 dots. 4 days. 3 dots. 5 days. And within those 3 dots are the whole thing, presumably, with the probation and the 6 days. He announced to monks, quote, "I, your reverences, fell into one offense concealed for 2, 3 dots, 5 days, 3 dots. Parentheses equals Roman numeral 3, Arabic numeral 3, instead of concealed for 1 day, probation for 1 day, read concealed for 2 days, 3 dots, 5 days, probation for 2. Okay. 3 dots, 5 days, and parentheses, 3 dots. Thus do I understand this," end quote, within quotes, end quote. Polytech Society, this is a case where, by putting everything in 3 dots, you failed to convey what the differences, what the tiers are in the punishment schema. I don't know why I said schema. For how long you concealed it. It seems to be that if you conceal it for 5 days, you get probation for 2 days before your 6 days of Manata discipline. Is that the case? I don't know, because you didn't tell us. Naughty, naughty Polytext Society. There's a level of Avicii waiting for you. I'm just kidding. No, I am just kidding. But blessings to you. May you be happy and in peace in spite of what you've done. No, thank you for the books, too. It's nice that you tried. I'll keep reading. While he was under probation, he fell into one offense. The intentional emission of semen not concealed. So he's under probation for spanking the monkey, as they say in polite society. And he does it while he's on. That's like the one rule is don't do the same thing you got in trouble for while you're being punished for. Never mind. He announced to monks, quote, "I, your reverences, fell into one offense. 3 dots, concealed for 5 days. So I asked the order for probation for 5 days. There's something. On account of this offense, 3 dots, concealed for 5 days. Thus the order granted me probation for 5 days on account of the one offense, 3 dots, concealed for 5 days. Now, while I was under probation, I fell into one offense, 3 dots, not concealed. Now, what line of conduct should be followed by me?" It seems like he's just playing with the system. Like, guys, how are you going to punish me for doing it while I was being punished for doing it? You know. And, quote, "they told this matter to the Lord." He said, quote, "Well then, monks, let the order send the monk Udayin back to the beginning on account of the one offense, 3 dots, not concealed while he was under probation." Okay, so he's being sent back to Neophyte for doing it while on probation for doing it. Masturbating, I'll just say. All right, yeah. "And thus, monks, should he be sent back to the beginning? That monk Udayin, having approached the order, should speak thus to it. Quote, then quotes, I, honored sirs, fell into one offense, 3 dots, concealed for 5 days. So I asked the order for probation for 5 days on account of the one offense, 3 dots, concealed for 5 days. Thus the order granted me probation for 5 days, 3 dots, concealed for 5 days. While I was doing probation, I fell into one offense, 3 dots, not concealed. So I am asking the order." So, okay. He did it. Concealed it for 5 days, confessed it, got punished, but then did it, and then came out immediately from his hut and said, "I just did this 2 seconds ago. Concealed for 2 seconds. No, not concealed. So I'm asking the order for sending back to the beginning on account of this offense, 3 dots, not concealed." You're on step one toward enlightenment. You're meditating for the first time now. You've lost all your little gold stars pinned to your robe. No, they didn't pin gold stars to the robe, allegedly. In my opinion. I'll just keep reading. And quote, then quotes, "and a second time he should be asked for, it should be asked for, 3 dots. And a third time it should be asked for, 3 dots. You have to say, punish me, please, 3 times. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk saying, honored sirs, oh my gosh, I'm just noticing that it goes on. I mean, yeah, they're probably going to go over each permutation of that situation. Like, what if you conceal it while you're concealing it? I'll keep reading. Listen to me, this monk Udayin, 3 dots, asked the order for probation for 5 days, 3 dots, stuff in parentheses, 3 more dots. The order granted him probation for 5 days. While he was under probation, he fell into one offense, 3 dots, not concealed. He is asking the Order for sending back to the beginning on account of the one offense, three dots, not concealed, while he was under probation. If it seems right to the Order may send the monk Udayin back to the beginning on account of three dots, not concealed, while he was under probation. This is the motion. Honored sirs, let the Order listen to me, and it's honored with an O-U, so it's just even more. Honored sirs, I have admitted semen under my robe. It's, maybe I'm the only one who finds that amusing. This is all very serious. It should be, it's deadly serious stuff. No. This monk Udayin, three dots, is asking the Order for sending back to the beginning on account of the one offense, three dots, not concealed, while... parentheses, he was under probation, and parentheses. The Order is sending the monk Udayin back to the beginning, three dots, while he was under probation. If the sending back to the beginning of the monk Udayin, three dots, is pleasing to the venerable ones, they should be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. And a second time I speak forth this matter, three dots, and a third time I speak forth this matter, three dots. The monk Udayin is sent back to the beginning by the Order. The sending back to the beginning for the monk Udayin on account of the one offense, three dots, not concealed, is pleasing to the Order. Therefore it is silent. Thus do I understand this. All right. I'm just peeking ahead because, yeah, I was thinking, well, if this whole thing with Udayin and all of his many different permutations and combinations of ways to spank the monkey is almost finished, then I should finish it. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and close there for today. And just for fun, for those who weren't there years ago when we read all about Udayin and his shenanigans, let's take a moment to check out the little bit from the Tipitaka Rogues Gallery, which is a video here that you can check out now or later. We're just going to play the Udayin parts. So, Editor Edward, if you would please roll that clip. The Venerable Udayin, who I just mentioned, you're already familiar with him, here represented by Glenn Quagmire from Family Guy. So, in addition to recommending that Sayasaka masturbate in Sangha di Sessa 1, by the way, so that's not one of the rules where you get kicked out. This is a rule where you have to have a formal meeting, and you're on probation for a while, and you have to, like, go through the Manata discipline, and you're back at stage 1 of your progress. So it's a big rule, but not the biggest rule. So, in Sangha di Sessa 2, Udayin rubbed up against the Brahmin's wife. Don't do that. In Sangha di Sessa 3, he invited, ladies came over and said, can we see your house or your hut? Because it was supposed to be a really good hut. And he invited them in, and he talked about their privates, praised them, their privates, and blamed, and begged, and implored, asked, questioned, described, exhorted, and abused verbally about their private parts. In Sangha di Sessa 4, Udayin propositions the widow. She undresses a widow. There's a follower of his, and he goes and he speaks the Dharma, and she's like, is there anything else I can do? And he's like, well, we're gonna... And so she's like, okay, you sure? And he's like, yeah, that'd be great. So she takes her clothes off, and he says, who could touch this evil-smelling wretch? Spits and leaves. Don't do that, Udayin. Sangha di Sessa 4, that was. In Sangha di Sessa 5, Udayin acts as a go-between. Naked disciples, maybe Jainists, I don't know. Maybe there were other naked disciples among the Shrayana sects of the era. Some of whom we know about, mostly through the Tipitaka, and most of them we don't know about. So anyway, some naked disciples said, hey, Udayin, we want our son to marry that girl, the courtesan's daughter. And Udayin was like, all right. And he went and told the courtesans, hey, let your daughter marry the son of that family. They're good. I know them. And they're like, well, if you say so, Udayin. And then it turns out badly. Don't do that, Udayin. Don't be a go-between. Next, The young girl of a family had been given in marriage to a boy of a certain family. Udayan showed up at the girl's parents' house and said, "Where's the girl?" And they said, "Well, she married, you know, that guy." So he went to their house and then sat with the girl in a private place to speak the Dhamma, as Dharma for the Sanskrit folk. So, of course, people speculated that there was something fishy going on. Don't do that, Udayan. He also sat with a young girl, I think the same young girl, in a visible place that was far enough away from people that they couldn't hear what they were talking about. And people were like, "What are they talking about?" Don't do that, Udayan. Udayan's former wife, this one's fun. Okay, I'll run through it really quickly. Udayan was married. Then he became a monk and his wife became a nun. So now they have to behave like monk and nun and they're not like a married couple anymore. So his former wife, he would go have lunch with her every day. And every day she would like expose parts, her privates, and he would like touch himself, you know, and become aroused. And so every day he did this, right, at lunch. And then, you know, one day after who knows how many months of this building up, he, on the inside of his robe, I'll let you use your imagination, he just... And so she cleaned it for him, and it touched her in a certain place, and then she got pregnant. Don't do that, Udayan. All right, so the rule ends up being monks aren't allowed to have nuns wash their robes unless the nuns are related to them. That's actually Nisargiya 4. So we've moved beyond Sangha Nisesa. The "where's the girl" in a private place was Aniyata 1 and 2. Aniyata means undetermined because it kind of depends on, you know, certain things, like if he did do something inappropriate or not. So if he's doing, if he's in private with a girl, then it's either this issue or it's that issue, depending on what he was doing in private. So they question him and say, "What did you do?" So it's not clear exactly what kind of rule it is until you get more information. Next. So that was Nisargiya 4, was Udayan's former life, the lunch accident, right? Next, in Nisargiya 5, Udayan pressured the nun Upalavana into giving him her inner robe. They don't say why he wanted it, but anyway, moving along. Udayan taught Dhamma to women privately. It was a mother and her daughter-in-law in their home. And, well, anyway, people speculated. Women in private. Don't teach women in private. You have to have a man there. That was Pakitiya 7, Pakitiya's expiation, but not expiation regarding forfeiture. That was Nisargiya, if I remember correctly. Udayan next made a robe for a nun with a bold design in the middle. He didn't tell her it had a bold design. He told her to sit in a certain area where all the other nuns would see. And when she revealed the bold design, then people were like, "Where did you get that robe?" So monks don't make robes for nuns. That's Pakitiya 26. Udayan sat together in a private place with his former wife, who was a nun. That's Pakitiya 30. If I had to guess, I'd say he broke that rule before he, on the inside of his robe, right? Or maybe he broke both of these rules at the same time or whatever. So some of these rules seem to be out of order. That'll become more apparent as we move through this fun thing. Udayan next shot crows with a bow and arrow and cut off their heads because they were annoying him. He put their heads on little stakes. That was Pakitiya 61. See what I mean? Udayan, he's like sexually harassing women, you know, spitting and saying, "Ew, who would do that?" You know, and then cutting off the heads of crows. He's a little weird, Udayan. All right.
Well, now you've gotten to know Udayan a bit. And I hope that you enjoyed today's reading. I wasn't expecting today to be amusing. Maybe I'm alone in finding it amusing. Maybe you didn't find it amusing, but you did watch the whole episode. So there's that. Okay. Yeah. I guess that's it. Next time, we'll be reading more about Udayin and probably others, I think. I don't know. Spanking the Monkey in Cholavaga 2. I mean, Cholavaga 3. That's what Cholavaga 3 is all about. So if, you know, now you know. File that away. If you meet a scholar of the Tipitaka, and they're, you know, they're asking something about the Vinaya Pitaka comes up, then you can say, what about that Cholavaga 3? And if they look at you, and you grin a little bit, then you can both share a laugh, because you both know Cholavaga 3 is about Udayin intentionally emitting semen and keeping it secret, not keeping it secret, first not keeping it secret, then keeping it secret, then doing it, then on probation, and that every different possible combination of ways that Udayin can get himself in trouble for one action. Okay. I hope you have a wonderful day. I'm going to go ahead and do the usual closing, and we'll pick up where we left off next time. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace.